All right, welcome everybody. This is Tristan and Peter. Today we're going through accumulating the Qi in the good morning, good evening Qigong program. And this is going to be an experience where we go deeper into the nuances and help coach you through any questions or challenges you're having during the program. Now, the previous 5 recordings are available to you where we took you through awakening the Qi and building and storing and cleansing and calming. Those have all been recorded. And again, they're deeper nuances, little insights. We've been getting feedback from people. They were like, you didn't talk about this stuff in the program. And that's because Peter and I just simply didn't want to overwhelm you with too much information. And I want to preface that now. If you're just starting to go through our curriculum with Qigong and you hear some concepts that we share today that seem a little advanced perhaps or like, wow, this is a lot, don't worry about it. These calls are here for you in the future as well after you've gone through the training that you have. Definitely be progressive in your approach to this. Don't try to skip any corners. There's a very specific recipe. It's our blueprint, and we want you to follow that. But even though you may be new or you've been on this whole journey going through the 6 steps with us, you can be on this call today listening to the information, and it's only going to help you with the whole training. So no problems there. Have your notebook ready because you never know. There might be that one little insight that's going to change the game for you. Sometimes, as teachers and students, we find that it's the way in which someone says something, maybe a little differently, or maybe we're just in a different space and we hear it and a light bulb goes off and we're like, oh, why didn't you just say that? And we're like, well, we've been saying that for a long time. That's what my teachers say to me. It's like, but when we're ready, when we're ripe, we have a satori, we have a moment of insight. And so we hope to deliver those insights to you today. So here we go. Peter, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on over there where you are.
Oh, well, no, we've just been enjoying this absolutely gorgeous weather. It just goes to demonstrate how everything changes. Everything is in constant state of movement. And when we realize that even our physical bodies are being recreated every single split second, it's just utterly amazing. I marvel at that. You know, everything that you're looking at is changing. And that is what we experience in the Qigong.
That's a great reminder that everything is flowing and changing, and the seasons are changing here. You know, we're in Austin, it's gotten cool, and it's been absolutely really, really, really hot. And the shift in the weather temperature is affecting the plants, and it's affecting the people, and it's affecting my Qigong practice because I'm really happy to go outside and go down by the lake. And I talk to you guys about my experience sometimes where I go and get my green drink and then I go down to this little dock and I do my Qigong. Well, I was practicing on Friday and it was a perfect day, just like today. I had that great green drink, kale lemonade as Peter likes to call it. And I was down on the dock. I was going through the good morning Qigong and I could have been in China. I mean, it was amazing. The water, the light was dancing on the water, and there was a big white crane, just beautiful, came flying through. And as he passed, I looked down in the water, and there was Mr. Turtle swimming towards the dock. And it's just so magical to enjoy our external environment. And Peter and I often talk about go outside with your Qigong. You know, this is a practice that makes you one with nature. And I don't know, maybe you're in a place where it's too cold or too hot or a day that it's not comfortable to be outside. That's fine to do Qigong indoors. But when you can get outside, get your shoes off, get your feet into the earth or on some wood or in some sand or get on the grass and really take in the Qi that's in the environment. We did a deep talk about this. I believe it was on cleansing the Qi. There's a lot about internal environment in your home and some tips to feng shui out the space. But I don't know if we talked that much about being outside. Now, Peter, since we're in the good evening phase, what suggestions can you give us for doing Qigong at night before going to bed and perhaps going out in the garden for a little Qigong time?
Oh, I love doing that. You know, Tristan, what I do so often is I go out and I look at the stars before I begin. And I just stand there. I stand there and I look at the immense depth of the universe. And, you know, where I live, it's so dark that the stars are so incredibly bright that just the moment of silent appreciation and meditation on the awesomeness puts you in the perfect place to connect with the energy of the universe, and that's basically what we're doing. And so getting in that mindset, and especially, you know, if you have an area, a place where you can do that, and even if you're in the city somewhere, just find a little spot where you can just go look at the sky for a moment. And as you do that, you're going to just set the theme. You set the theme for yourself. So that's one thing. Just listening. Just get into the habit of listening, because that sound, the sounds that you hear, even if it's in the city, even if it's car sounds or people sounds, there's a space that connects you to everything, and that sense of connection is just awesome. That you look at the even a room, even your apartment or home, you can't have a house without having space. You can't have a room without space. You know, space connects you to everything. And space, according to new discoveries in quantum mechanics, space is alive. It's a subtle form of consciousness. And so if you think that space is a subtle form of consciousness, what happens to you when you look in the sky? That sense of eternalness, of eternity, that is what you feel, and that is ultimate qi.
I love that. I remember one day, years and years ago, I was sitting with a friend meditating, and he lived in a second-story apartment building, and he looked at me and he said, "Isn't it funny? We're just sitting in some space in the air right now, but there's these walls and this floor that enables us to sit here, but if you stripped all that away, we're just floating in space." And I had a little epiphany of everything around us, like you were sharing. There's this magical space. Like, a lot of times we're in our body, we're in our thoughts, but when we open ourselves up and get more mindful and present to everything that's around us, it's true. We do feel more connected to this universal space, this intelligence. And isn't that really what Qigong is all about? When we use the word Qigong, we're talking about working with energy. So we're working with our human energy, but we're also working with universal energy, which ultimately is the same thing. But just shifting the consciousness so that you're aware of it gets that energy to start flowing into you. And I think what you said, Peter, about going outside and looking at the stars, listening to the sounds, whatever they may be, feeling the temperature, feeling the air, immediately connects you to something bigger than yourself. And that could sound very mundane, but a shift in consciousness takes you from mundane to magnanimous experience, right? It's just a shift.
The awesome expansion that takes place in those moments is something that the small mind, which is filled with vocabulary and definitions and distinctions, it can't identify. It's not something that you can even talk about. And, you know, it's like the Zen saying, it's just become, your experience just becomes fingers pointing at the moon, something so much greater. And, of course, where I live, we were situated, we're the only house that you can see for miles, and we're right in the hillside overlooking beautiful lake. And on the full moon, when the full moon is there, you see the moon dancing on the water. And it's an old saying by Dogen Zenji. Dogen said, moonlight doesn't wet the water any more than enlightenment wets the man. It's something that becomes an experience beyond what can be verbalized. The light is there, and it's the energy and the beauty and the magnificence. And what happens to you when you feel that? Well, it's what happens to you when you do Qigong, when your Qigong deepens. As the Qigong deepens, the energy and you become one, and you recognize there is no difference, that the only thing that separates you from the energy is your mental states, all of the mind chatter. And then you start looking at the mind chatter as just being chatter. It's just a radio station or a television station playing, and you realize I'm just the observer of that. When you turn it off, it's off. It's empty. And in that emptiness, there's a certain type of fullness, a serenity that, again, there are no words to it. You can't describe it. And this is the whole purpose. When you're doing the evening portion of Qigong, you're preparing yourself for that experience that you have every single night, that you may or may not be aware of. And this allows you to be more conscious when you go to sleep at night. You're more conscious. You have more, if you have dreams, those dreams are more lucid. They become like reality experiences because they are another form of your reality that you interact within. And Qigong makes it more acceptable or more accessible. The doorway is made easier to open. So you learn a lot about yourself. In that calm state, what happens? The calmness leads you to insights, and the insights lead you to realization.
You guys getting this? Are you feeling the essence behind where this conversation is going? It's not just about moving the arms up and down, getting the chi cross going, the yin and yang balance, all of that very important, but also the state of mind, the state of presence that we approach our practice from makes all the difference. And that's really what Peter and I are trying to get across here in this today. And the piece about going outside just helps you to feel that state of wonderment and energy all around you. And you start to absorb it and accumulate it. That's really where we're going now with step six, is accumulate the chi so that as you sleep, you wake up feeling completely recharged. And by
Tristan, if I could jump in there for a second,
yeah,
the accumulation of your chi is the recognition of your chi, and
right.
Your simple recognition, your identification of it, which is what we're doing. We do the movements. The movements get you to recognize that there's something happening. The minute you recognize what's happening, you focus on it. You can focus on it. As you focus on it, you intensify the experience. Because as we said in the beginning of the call, we are being recreated millisecond by millisecond. Even your experience of looking at the stars at night, those stars, many of those stars that you see right now, do not exist any longer in space. All you're getting is the distant light. Those stars some of them have long extinguished thousands and thousands of light years ago, and yet now you're just getting that light. and you're seeing that as an experience. Well, the same thing in the cells of your body. The cells of your body, when you think that they're solid, they're not solid at all. As quantum physicists have pointed out to us, that these subatomic particles are not actually particles. And when they look at them, it's the observer effect. They change. And now they seem to be just forms of energy. Well, those forms of energy, just like a pulsar, they appear, they disappear. You're being recreated. Your entire body, your brain, everything about you is being recreated in milliseconds. Now, that energy of recreation is the energy of chi. That's the chi. It's the recreation. You can recreate yourself this second as anything you want to be. Once you disconnect yourself from the movie that you call your waking reality. And this is what Qigong is designed to do.
And I love that you've taken it in this direction, because we are in this program directing the training to enhance your magnetic sense of presence. Think about what's happening as you're doing this evening Qigong program, going through the Qi cross, the balancing of the yin and the yang, embracing the moon. You're preparing the body for slumber and to accumulate as you sleep, but you're also magnetizing yourself, whether it's the morning or the evening. You're magnetizing your system. There's an electromagnetic energy that's created with the practice of Qigong. And that energy, it emits out from you a specific signal, like a signature signal that's your signature based upon your consciousness, where you're at, what you're thinking, and therefore your vibrational set point. This is why we say doing Qigong puts the law of attraction on steroids, because you are just amplifying your signal. Now, it's very important that the signal that you're emitting is one that's conducive with the life that you want to be living. Now, the beauty of Qigong is that it clears the mind. It gets all of that out of there, like Peter was just sharing. It gets you into that state of presence. And from there, there's something inside you that knows the way. Your deepest self, your connection to the source of all that is. And Qigong uncovers that. It digs that out of you, pulls it to the surface. And you feel very tapped in, and very magical type of thoughts come to you. What do I mean by that? They're aligned thoughts, because they're coming from your center. And I know that this is definitely Peter's experience, and perhaps he can expand on it in a moment, because in his practice of meditation and Qigong and many years of refining that, he was able to get clear on the type of life he wanted to live, the type of body he wanted to live in, the type of relationships he wanted to experience, the type of people he wanted to spend time with, like you guys on this call, the people he wanted to work with. But wasn't that all burst through your practice, Peter?
Oh, Tristan, it's always through the practice. And approaching this practice just like an innocent child, you begin and you have a wonderment about it. You're excited about it. You're awed by the little things that take place. And the more that awesome feeling wells up within you, you realize that that is your power. That is your power of creation. That all you have to do is appreciate and be in that awesome state. And that's, again, what the practice allows and enables you to do. So from that state, whatever you put your attention upon, it grows. Your attention is the seed of creation. And the attention, while the attention requires energy, that's the energy of chi. We put chi into the attention. The attention then becomes more focused, it becomes laser-like, and whatever you place it upon, you have. It's just very, very magical. But, you know, it's also, if a person needed some scientific backup to it, some evidence. There's plenty of evidences for that. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of studies that have been done showing the connection between meditation, which this is moving meditation, and what happens in your life. We calm our entire life. We calm our stress levels. And, you know, when you think about it, one out of every four adults in the United States has a diagnosed mental disorder. One out of every four. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that, most of these stress disorders are lead to mental disabilities. And herein lies the power of Qigong, as moving meditation. Moving meditation is the prescription to deal with any mental turmoil. Now, if one out of every four people have this, what about the people that have not been diagnosed, that just wake up stressed or are pushed beyond their, feel like they're being pressured and pushed beyond their limits? What benefit would this program have for them? You know, and I want to mention this right now. I know that you know people just like yourselves. Are they doing the Qigong? You can certainly assist them by just sharing what you know. You know, basically, each one teach one. If each one of you teaches someone else just a little bit that you do know, you'll find that your relationships are going to be greatly enhanced, and you've given a gift. The gift you give to others is the gift you receive. That's the way it works.
I love that. That's that paying it forward. You've been given a gift, you've given yourself a gift, and if you work your practice, then your gift is opened up, and then you get the goods, you get the beauty that's inside of it, and all you want to do is share that with other people. At least that's been my experience. I just want to share the love. Let's do a little recap here. So what I hear coming through this call so far is three main things. And the first is, if we focus our awareness on the fact that there's universal energy all around us, that's going to help us boost our accumulation practice. Okay, so just whether it be going outside or just shifting your awareness, that way you can draw that beautiful energy of the stars and the moon and the air, all of that into the practice. The second thing that I'm hearing is that when we go deep within our practice, we quiet the noise of the mind, we cleanse the body during the good evening, we're going to open up our clarity. We're going to trigger those beautiful intentions that we want for our life. And by doing this, especially at this phase of the training, before going to sleep, that's the perfect time to do that, because you're going into the subconscious mind, into the sleep state, where you're going to be sending out a beautiful signal as you rest. And whether you're into the law of attraction or not, folks, it's like gravity. This is not going away. So whatever signal you're putting out, we all know, I think, that's what comes back. And then the fact that Peter has brought up the most important aspect of stress and what that does, you know, it just tears the body apart. I remember reading something that you wrote in the past, Peter, that stressful thoughts actually tear the tissues up inside. Was that kind of what you were saying, or could you point me?
Yeah, it's very obvious, because any kind of discord, just think of it, think of the cell being held together by a harmonious electromagnetic pulse, which basically that's what happens. You know, the cell structure itself is held together that way. Now imagine that receiving static input, a jumbled static incoherent wave, which basically is what anxiety does. Anxiety, worry, fear, anger, it jumbles the electromagnetic signal. And to the degree that our cells are susceptible to being jumbled is the degree that they come apart. They basically become unglued, because remember, when you think of what the structure of the cell actually is, we think the cell is as something physical. Okay, we got a physical cell you can see in a microscope. Well, actually, what's the cell made of? Well, a cell is made up of atoms. Atoms are made up of molecules, or molecules are made of atoms, and atoms are made of smaller subatomic particles. Those subatomic particles, what are they made of? They're made of pure energy. They don't even know that whether they are, they look like particles, just like a cell looks like a cell, but it's only a wave font. It's just a cluster of energy that if this energy flows harmoniously, you have health. If it's disrupted, you have discord. When you go to sleep at night, if you go to sleep with a disrupted cellular membrane, what happens at night? You don't replenish. You don't rejuvenate. Someone who has calmed the chi before they go to sleep, the chi now is calmed in your whole body, then through the night accumulates more and replenishes itself. It revitalizes itself. And that's the importance of calming the physical body. We've calmed the physical body through the movements of the Good Evening Qigong. And that is key to removing the static. The static is nothing more than another way of saying toxins. Toxins are electromagnetic. Every chemical in your body is an electromagnetic signal. Every thought you have is a chemical that has an electromagnetic correspondence. And it all is energy.
So when we're going into our evening practice, hopefully these insights are giving you more inspiration and motivation to stay consistent with your practice, because we all get inspired and we know the benefits that we can own, we can experience, but then things sometimes slip a little bit to the background, or our routine didn't quite take hold as much as we would have liked. And then showing up to a call like this and reminding yourself of the importance and the power behind your practice, I'm getting reinvigorated just listening to what Peter's sharing. I can't wait for tonight. You know, I want to go outside in my garden. I do this. I have two of our Qigong magnets in the earth, embedded down in the earth, and I go and I stand on those, and I just look up into the sky, and I begin the practice just by being present, like you talked about, Peter, in the beginning, and invite that energy in. I'm in an open-minded state, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be. I'm grateful for the day, whatever's come, and I'm shifting my tone. I'm shifting, and then I go through all the cleansing and calming, and then I start with the chi cross. And this is where it gets really juicy, because we scoop down towards the earth, as I'm sure everyone remembers, or if you're new, you scoop down, and you lift the two hands up, and then they come in front of your upper dantian, and then they very, very slowly begin to float down. And you'll feel different waves of energy in places that feel thicker, or like you need to hang out there a little bit longer, and then you just keep floating down, your palms move in front of the heart center. Right when I hit the heart center, I feel like I'm emanating that gratitude signal, and sometimes I'll even put pictures from my mind into the movement. I don't know if that makes sense. I see it like an energy picture, and I'm just moving through the chi cross, and I'm sending that out into the universe because I feel like a big magnetic broadcast station. And plus, I'm standing on my magnet, so I'm amplifying the signal and just going through that move. Now, Peter, we've had some specific insights about the chi cross and what that's doing inside the body and that channel of energy down the front. Would you shed a little light on that for us?
Yeah, there are two main channels, Renmei and Dumei, and these are two main main meridian channels. In other words, just think of them as a big stalk, a big tube, a light tube. One comes up the back, one comes up the one is in the front of the body, and as that energy comes down through there, it descends downward. The heart energy in particular gets vitalized. I mean, you light up your heart. And researchers have found that the signals that come out of that part of the body are thousands of times. One study was 5,000 times stronger than what comes from the brain. And I think I read another study that had doubled that. But nonetheless, your auric field, your energy field, the field that the chi has been visible and photographed and measured by equipment, is 8 feet around the body. But it stems from that heart center. The heart shoots it out forwards like a big, just think of a fire hydrant. And the opening in the hydrant is at the heart, and it's just gushing chi outward. Well, this is what you're doing. You're scooping it up, you're priming the pump with the chi, and when the hands get down to that level, you feel such an electromagnetic pulse. That is the chi, and not only are you healing a physical heart, you're healing your emotional heart. And as we brought out, I believe it was in our last call, that the heart has a brain of its own. It affects the way the mind works. So just be mindful of that when you're doing this, doing the chi cross, coming right on down there. And it's a lot more, as Kristen's going to get into with you.
Yes, it's such a lovely feeling of moving the energy down the front of the body. And I just wanted to punch out for a moment about that heart center, and I'm really glad that you shared that, Peter, because there's some great research. If you want to look into heart math, you can see some of the amazing studies they've done on like little packets of information that leave the heart. It's a sensor, and it sends a powerful signal, like Peter was saying, so many times more powerful than the brain alone. And that's a precious time in your day, in your life, to really, you've gone through the first two phases of the good evening. You're really getting into the winding down piece here. That's what you want to be sending out. So you continue to go through the chi cross as many times as we're showing you in the program. We have also told you that you can do things in segments of 3, 6, and 9 and so on. So maybe you've done 6 or 9 passes. And now you're moving into balancing yin and yang. For me, this phase of the evening training feels like I'm plugging my wires into my body properly. I'm connecting my upper and lower body, almost like a thread of energy that's being rebalanced or replugged in. So first, one hand is going to the top of your head, and then the other hand is going to the front of the body down by the lower dantian. And so these conduits between the hands are enabling the chi to flow in a sort of a yin and yang fashion through your body. They actually create an invisible infinity sign, because that's what's happening with energy. It moves in circles. And I don't know if you can visualize that, but when you're doing the move, if you watch us on the video, you'll see that in the yin and yang, there's that sort of S curve shape down through the middle. Well, your arms are actually making that shape. And if you continue to draw that shape and the direct opposite of it, you would see that it would loop back around and create an infinity. And so you're plugging yourself in, you're getting the energy to flow beautifully like that, and then you switch your hands to reverse the polarity and get it spinning again. So we're doing this to the top of the head, and then the front of the body, and then we shift the hands, and then the next time we're doing the front of the head and the front of the body. So we're putting those center points in the palms. We're using those as like the insertion point or the plugging in point. That's called your Lao Gong. And so now you're facing your hand right at the upper notch, down the third eye, and down on the belly, and then it shifts again, and now one of your hands goes up to the top of your head, the other goes now to your back, which is the gate of life, and you do that both sides, and then you shift one more time. So there's four different techniques here, and one hand is on the top of the front of the head and the back. Now, if that seemed a little confusing, please just watch the video. But what I'm trying to point out is you are plugging in the flow of the chi. Peter, I'm going to pitch it to you now.
Yeah,
what do you see going on with
that? It's very, very powerful. You know, according to Chinese medicine, we know that the blood cells are the carriers of chi, one of the main carriers. And part of this, the ancients understood this, and they developed this particular phase of Qigong as part of a mechanism that charged the bone marrow. And the bone marrow is a reservoir, it's a battery for your qi. And that's where science has discovered that the plasma stores a huge amount of electrical charges. And as the battery stays charged up, it continues to produce more blood cells. That's where your stem cells are produced, which in turn, at that point, before the stem cells differentiate into different types of cells, like hair cells, nerve cells, skin cells, whatever it might be, muscle cells, at that point, they're immortal. In other words, they don't die of their own. As a stem cell, it's immortal. Only after it differentiates does it start to change. So when you're doing this particular movement, what you're doing, you're charging the bone marrow through these particular gates, charges the bone marrow of the entire body, and it fills it up with chi. That's why we're filling it up before we go to bed. And here's an important point to keep in mind. Whenever we age, and we only age because the bone marrow starts to become deficient. That's what causes one of the reasons, according to traditional Chinese medicine, that the body begins to age. And so we're stopping that. That is a thing that the quote unquote immortals discovered, that when they did a movement like this, they recharged the bone marrow by it. They recharged their bodies at night, and they did not appear to age. Very fascinating. And when you think about it, how could they? How could they? Because nothing was being, you were replenishing the battery. It's only when the battery gets weak, just like a car battery, when it loses its charge, the minute it loses its charge, then it degenerates, it deteriorates very rapidly. That's why people, when they get older and they lose their charge, then all of a sudden you may see them one month, and then 6 months later, so what happened? Or a year later, and you say, oh, my heavens, have you aged? You know, naturally you don't say that, but, you know, you think that. And that's just the process that Qigong is designed to stall and protect you from, and even depends on your practice, even to reverse it.
And it does. It really, really, really does. I remember when I began my yoga Qigong practice years ago, I think I was, when I really, really got into it, this was after getting my black belt in 1987, it was probably around 1989. And to be honest with you, I had beat my body up really badly from all the years of hardcore training, punching and fighting and kicking. And then I lived in Malibu, and, you know, I was going to parties and being a silly kid, and I'd gone traveling around Europe and went to all these places just, you know, trying to find my way in life. Well, after all of that, my body felt horrible. I felt old. I felt dried up. I felt like I was disconnected from the source of life. And it wasn't until I began my meditative rejuvenation practice where I started to feel mojo, life force going back inside me.
And I literally watched my face and my skin and my body change. I got younger, and I was already young, but I was old young because of the wear and tear. My injuries and my pain went away. I had lots of knee problems. My knee problems went away. My brain was very scattered, and I was very self-conscious all the time. All of that left me. And when that stress left, I was smiling. I was happy. I felt confident. My life was on purpose. And all of this came from turning inward and reconnecting with the life force. And sometimes I forget what it used to be like, and I'm reminded in this moment right now of what Qigong does for me and what it's doing for you guys. This really can turn the clock back, but you have to take it seriously. And I don't mean seriously. You have to practice it consistently, and you have to believe that your practice will get you where you want to go. I know belief's an interesting word for people, but if you didn't believe that it could help you, you would have never bought this program. So belief is the starting point. But then what happens is your belief turns into experience. It's not just a nice idea. You look in the mirror and you go, oh my gosh, they weren't kidding. I did get younger. And that's true if you go for it. So that's my little sensei rant. But I'm inspired to practice more, Peter. I mean, you share these things about the immortals and stuff like that. I mean, it challenges my concepts, right? I'm sure it challenges a lot of people. You know, the cell could be immortal. But you know what? Why not? I'm up for being challenged. Maybe, just maybe, because I saw myself do it in my early years, change that clock. Why can't I do it now? And people who walk around saying, I'm getting so much older, it's just the way it is. Oh, I'm in my 50s now, my 60s now. Oh, my body's deteriorating, and all the stuff people say. Well, guess what? It's just a self-fulfilling prophecy. But if you believe something different and the power of placebo and all of that, then maybe you can have a different outcome. And I want to drive that home and sing that from the mountaintops and live it. So back to you, Peter.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful, Tristan. I really appreciate that sharing, that you do so much from your heart. And, you know, even once we've realized that, yes, we can rejuvenate our bodies, we can, we live as long as we want to live, basically. That's bottom line. Though there is another aspect of this, even another higher level, in which the body is viewed, when the body is viewed as a cocoon for the incubation of the spirit. And, of course, you don't want a deformed cocoon. You want that to be as perfectly constructed as possible, even though at one point in your journey here, you may come to the point that consciously you choose to say, okay, now I'm going to stretch my butterfly wings. I'm going to fly a little higher. Where is that? What are we talking about? Well, you know, your long-term practice brings you to radical insights as to why you're actually here and what journey you're actually on, where this path actually takes you. But for the immediate, you know, how about getting a good night's sleep with doing the evening part of the program?
Exactly. We're getting everyone fired up. I'm on fire right now. I can't wait for practice tonight. In fact, I'm going to go after this call and do some more practice on my magnets because somebody sent in an email the other day that the magnets, they're like, oh, I can feel the chi, you know, because they were having some trouble. It was a little block. They got on the magnets. And it blasted through, and I was like, the magnets. I'm going to go jump on my magnets. And the chi in between my hands was just so powerful. And those magnets really do activate the chi. Peter, we've had some questions about using magnets at night, and will it overcharge you? And I think we've addressed this, but let's address it one more time. So it's not going to get them overcharged.
Right. No, it's not going to get you overcharged. What happens? It charges the battery. The battery says, "Ah, I'm full. Thank you." You know, it's like it has its own self-regulating mechanism. And if we thought that standing on magnets would overcharge us, well, then let's ask the question: what about sleeping on a magnetic mattress pad?
Good point.
The only thing that does is it alkalizes the body. It has an alkalizing effect, which basically allows us to get rid of the acidic toxins that have built up through the day. And so when those are released, then you get a better night's sleep. I mean, it's very, very simple. What causes those bad dreams and disturbing emotions that some people experience during the night are generally associated with the undisposed of acidic accumulations. And that's where the practice is designed to cleanse and calm, and it sedates the body, and you sleep soundly.
You just reminded me of the fact that in the West, when we hear the word energy, we tend to think of high energy, big, you know, like intensity. And in the practice of Qigong, there's yin energy and there's yang energy. There's evening and there's morning energy. And that's why we created the good morning, good evening. We wanted to share that principle with everyone of balanced energy. So energy can be very soft and soothing, and that's yin. And that's what's going on with these particular movements. They're very yin in nature. And the magnet will only magnify the yin tone, like Peter's describing. And in the morning, if you want to use magnets or not, it's just going to magnify the yang tone of the energy. Would that be a very clear way to say it, Peter?
That's perfect. I was just thinking as you were speaking, Tristan, what an elaborate way to and clear way to define that. Because remember, the two poles of the energy, you have a positive and negative pole, you have a yin and a yang, and both of these poles have to be balanced. It's just like a car battery, once again. You can't have any accumulation on either pole without interfering in the current. And so when we do this particular practice, it also releases the hormone melatonin, which allows for a deeper sleep. It's melatonin by night and serotonin by day. So the serotonin in the morning practice and the melatonin in the evening practice, those are yin and yang hormones that balance each other. They're both opposites of each other, but they come from the same. They come from the same thing.
Beautiful. We've got one more phase, one more piece of the equation, which is embracing the moon, and we're shifting into a standing meditation posture. And I love when there is a full moon or a sliver of a moon. If you can go outside, go and frame that moon as you're doing your Qigong, or just visualize it, and with an open mind and an open upper dantian, because your hands are in a very specific position. You can actually do this a couple of ways. You can hold them a little higher up so that the palms face the sky, and the circle that they create between both hands draws the energy down into the top of the head, the Baohui. Now, you can also allow the hands to shift down a little and tilt your head up a little, and then channel the energy into the upper dantian, the third eye on the forehead. And by doing those two postures, you're going to really get that energy flowing through you, so that when you do lay down and go to sleep, there's this beautiful, healthy flow of chi. You're like in a river of chi flowing through your body. So that's
and that is so beautiful, your description of that, Tristan, because you know you are literally, and if we keep this in mind, we're embracing the energy of the moon. We're literally embracing it.
Yeah. That's that beautiful yin. It's that soft rejuvenation vibration. And you when you go to sleep in that kind of vibration, all your cells open up. Everything inside you just says yes. You know, like a sponge, we're receptive. We're in a state of yes. I'm open. Fill me up. This is my accumulation time. And you're plugged in. And if you've done the practice in the way that we're describing, I don't see how you can't have fantastic results. I mean, literally mind-blowing results. We're getting some emails in lately that just touch my heart so much. We had somebody write the other day, thank you, Tristan and Peter. I'm so pleased to have met you. I've been doing the good morning and good evening Qigong, and I'm absolutely loving it. Please just receive my heartfelt thanks for this course. I love the encounter with your positive energy twice a day, and the exercises are changing my life. You do deliver on your promises, which is great in all respects. And for me, this is just the beginning. It's great to feel my own energy and feel good in it. That's why I started looking at this, because I trust that you have the good stuff. I love it.
That's beautiful. What a beautiful letter.
Oh, and there's just so many that I just wanted to share. I haven't had a chance to connect with Peter for a little while. He's been in a very high vibration up in the mountains, a very powerful vortex area. Can I share where you went, Peter?
Certainly.
Yeah? So Peter went to a beautiful area that he loves in Sedona. And why don't you share a little bit about the power of taking some little retreats from time to time, Peter, that people might want to bring into their experience?
Yeah, when you take a retreat, and that means you unplug the phone, you turn the cell phone off, you unplug the computer, and you have no electrical devices interfering in your time, and spend some beautiful time hiking, doing a little rock climbing, climbing up on a tall rock pinnacle. I'll have to send you the photograph of that, Tristan. And basically all you could see is my silhouette standing looked like a little needle on the top of a big, sharp pinnacle. But it was at one of the vortexes, and the energy, just the minute I stood up there, and to stand in quiet meditation, your skin, your whole body, it's just like you had a vibrator on. It's like your whole body is being vibrated by the energy. And then you start concentrating on your breathing, and you do your Qigong. It is, let's put it this way, it's a transforming experience. And especially when it is so quiet, so silent, and it's just very, very interesting. All you hear is your heartbeat.
What a treat, and it's an important thing to add into your equation of personal mastery. At least that's been my experience, getting together with friends, going on little mini trips together to places like Sedona, or just anywhere that you feel attracted to, the Grand Canyon, or even, you know, coming to Austin, Texas when we did the pro-using event, and everyone training together in that high vibration. And this is something that Peter and I have been putting out, because you guys have been asking, you know, what's next? And we'd love to share more with you. We'd love to take you deeper. And we'd love to show you physically, face-to-face, you know, open the channels up more. Get the chi really big. We call it big chi. So that means practice. Do your part to get this six-step process down. Get the channels opening. Go through the program diligently and understand what we've given you so far. And listen to these last six calls as much as you can. Just go for it. You won't be disappointed. And then when you're ready, come and join us. Well, I'm kind of blown away, Peter, that I get to train with you, I get to teach, and this practice, this journey, is so gorgeous for me. Like, I get tears in my eyes. We were in the dojo yesterday, and I was teaching some martial art movements to my class. It's a mind-body workout. I know some of you on the call have been to Austin and have experienced this. And I'm just teaching, just like you do, Peter. And it's all coming through and all this stuff. And at the end, Sabrina was there, and she had a little tear. She was crying. And she said, "It's just so beautiful to watch you move." And my ego's thinking, "Yeah, I move good." You sound like, what is she talking about? She said, "Because I remember a time when you couldn't walk. I remember when this was all taken away from you. And you found a way through Qigong to get back and be a teacher again. And you do it so effortlessly and it just flows through you." And then I started to get the tears because I forgot what this art had given me. And then it's given me this magnetic ability to attract amazing things, like a Peter Ragnar into my life that I've now created a Qigong program with. Do you realize how insanely phenomenal that is for me? Like, I don't ever want to forget the gifts that I've been given from this practice. And I think that's what I really wanted to just leave that intention on this practice for all of you. It can and will change your life. Peter?
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. You know, I've witnessed you moving and the incredible, beautiful flow which your body moves, and I've been impressed. I thought, wow, that is just so beautiful. I remember you were showing me something when we were together that you did with the Satori Qigong, the flow form, and thought that was really, really neat. And you know, there are so many things and so much to be shared. And here's a starting point, you know, it's a starting point with a good morning, good evening Qigong. And I mean, that alone will take you so deep. But, you know, naturally, when you're full, you share. When the energy comes to such an abundant point, that's what it takes for a flower to actually flower. I mean, the energy has to come up through its core. And then it finally develops a bud, and if it's enough energy, then it blossoms. And if it's a lot of energy, then it gives off a very, very beautiful fragrance of perfume. And that's the way we are. We allow the energy to build, and we move with the flow of nature, and then we too share and give our perfume.
Beautiful. That's the essence of being filled with chi, everyone. And this program is a pay it forward from Peter and I to you. And we really appreciate you going through this journey and being on these coaching calls with us where we can share more like this. It's such a joy. And that was the plan all along, pay it forward. And now we're asking you to own it and master it and pay it forward. We're looking for that ripple effect. And we want to help those who are really going for it, because you're the satellites that are going to be out there in the world paying it forward. Can you see all of our energies rippling out, and serving this kind of energy in the world? What a beautiful thing to be a part of. So I think, you know, we're at the top of the hour here, and it's been a lot of information and a lot of insights. So thank you for being with us for the past hour. Remember, this experience together is like a dojo. And a dojo is a place of transformation. It's where the martial artist goes to practice their art. We've been practicing together for an hour. We've been shifting our vibration. So when you leave the call, don't pick up your old self. We call that leave your ego at the door and just leave it. When you put your shoes on, we'll take care of the ego. So the ego is,
you know, being lazy, being distracted, negative thoughts, judgments, fatigue, low vibration energy. It's all that that you don't want. It's the low vibration stuff. This
you know what else the ego says?
What's that?
I think everybody can identify with this. I certainly can. The ego says, well, I'm not going to do that. And it has that tone. And you say, hey, I know you. I know who you are. That's what I say to myself whenever I feel resistance about something. I say, oh, I'm not going to do that. And then I catch myself and I have to laugh. And I said, oh, was that that old voice? I thought you were gone forever.
An old person. We're here to rebirth into the new you. All right. Well, thank you again, Peter, for doing these calls with all of us.
Well, much love to you and everyone, and this has certainly been enjoyable. This has been a delightful call.
Thank you to all of you for being here with us. Have an incredible, incredible rest of your day and your weekend. Let's go do some Qigong, everyone.